You're at work radio every day, 9 to 12, only on KC 107.7.
Welkom terug hier by KC at Work, saam met my Michelle. As jy saam met my wil gesels, 0824141077. Ek het 'n gas op die lyn, 'n baie belangrike gas. Sy is van Bless a Baby. Good morning, Glenn Rosselli. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Thank you, Michelle, for having me on the show.
Oh, it's quite an privilege for me also. So the first question I'm going to ask you today is, how did Bless a Baby begin?
In 2002, we heard of babies going home from local hospitals with nothing. No covering, no nothing. No blankets, sometimes just tucked into their mom's clothing, or in one case, even in a plastic shopping bag.
Sure.
And this just broke our hearts because babies need to have a fair start in life. So we decided, not on our watch, and we decided to get together a team of ladies who wanted to sew and knit and pack bags, just for everything that a newborn baby would need, and her mom, and their mom. So it was just done out of pure love.
And Glenn, tell me, what does Bless a Baby do?
So we pack and distribute care packages to moms with vulnerable newborn babies. These packages have everything that a mom and a baby would need for the first couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So the baby's got things like clothing, blankets, toiletries, jerseys. So there's lots of goods for the baby to make sure it's clean and warm, particularly in winter, that it's warm and clothed. So that was very important to us, that the baby is just looked after. And then, so we have bags called a bag of love, a bag of hope, and a bag of dignity.
Wow.
And this is what we want, is to make the mom feel loved, have hope, and have dignity.
Absolutely.
So we deliver these bags to 12 different hospitals in the Western Cape, and we've got a sister organization in Bloemfontein as well.
Sure. What kind of difference does Bless a Baby make in the lives of moms and babies?
Okay, so the harsh reality of what we do is that if a family do not have to buy baby goods, then and they receive a bag from us, then there is food on the table.
Yeah.
The other difference is in our bag of love, which is a big bag. It's got 3 outfits of 0 to 3 months clothing in it, and that is all the baby will have to wear. And I mean, we know that a baby can go through that in a day.
Oh yes, absolutely.
And then with difficult washing circumstances and winter, you know, it doesn't even dry. So, but that baby is clothed. So we like that. And then we even put in a 3 to 6 month outfit as well. So, those are the harsh realities of what the moms are facing in these situations. So we can't tackle the whole poverty issue in the country, but we can try and look after one mom and one baby at a time.
Glenn, I want to ask you, how many families have been impacted by Bless a Baby?
So we've been going now for 22 years since we started in 2002, and we are just short of 39,000 families.
Yeah.
So the thing that makes us excited is that the first babies we gave bags to are now adults. They're 22 years old.
Can you believe it? Oh.
So that's just exciting and by the by.
Yes.
Yeah.
I also want to ask you, how can the listeners get involved with Bless a Baby?
Bless a Baby is a volunteer and donation-based organization, so nobody gets paid a salary. Mm. It's all about teamwork and working together to make a difference. So we would love to get product donations from the listeners. Clothing is our most needed item. 0 to 3 months and 3 to 6 months. Moms who have babies themselves, donate the clothes that your baby's outgrown to us. It creates a win-win. You've got space in your cupboard,
yes,
and lots of babies can benefit from those clothes, and also gather from your friends who are in the same situation. Toiletries are lovely product donations, soap for mom or soap for baby,
yeah.
Petroleum jelly and toothbrush and toothpaste for mom. Financial donations are always welcome, and then we also the knitting and sewing skills, use those skills to benefit the babies.
Yes, yes. I know the grannies, they love to still knit something for a baby.
Absolutely.
If they just hear someone is pregnant, then they start getting out the wool and start knitting.
Absolutely. And we love it.
We love
the creativity,
yes,
the colors. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's so nice. It's cheaper to probably go and buy something in the shop. But it's so nice to have a knitted jersey that has been made with love.
Yeah.
And so we love all the knitted goods in our bags. We have a blanket, we have a jersey set, jersey, beanies and booties, and sometimes knitted teddies as well, or knitted toys. And we love those.
Yeah, so then if anyone listens now, then they can already start a group with your friends and say, for the winter months, we start knitting and we go deliver all this jerseys and beanies and little socks for the baby. So you can start to do a project in your friend, your group or family.
Absolutely.
Do it together, and then you can go and deliver. Is there a place where can anybody go to deliver these products that you need?
Blessed Baby is in Durbanville. We are at El Shaddai Christian Church. So that's where our workroom is, and where all the packing and stuff gets done. But we love that. If people can take initiative and start a little group and support.
Yes.
You know, we can't all do a big thing, but together we can do more than we can apart.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
And the other thing I want to ask you, if you want to volunteer, is there, can anyone volunteer? There's
absolutely
no age restriction or...
No age restriction. We love it. Everybody is welcome.
So you can just come in, you can work there for 3 hours if you can give 3 hours of your time, or you can do full day, what you can give.
We have 2 hour sessions on a Wednesday, Tuesday to Thursday, in the mornings and various hours, so we can let people know. But yes, we would love to have more volunteers. That also works.
Absolutely. Glenn, any final last word from you to the listeners out there? Where can they contact you, get hold of you if they have any further questions to ask?
So we do have a phone, either for WhatsApp or phoning, 0660-515581. And Linda will take your call. Or we have a website, www.blessababy.org.
Thank you very much. And I want to ask you, Glenn, all these babies, do you take them home? Do you? I will just cuddle them the whole day if I go to deliver and spend time with these babies.
It's
so special.
Going to the hospital to cuddle the babies and just encourage the moms and be with the moms and chat to them. It is such a lovely time. We love cuddling the babies and then giving them back.
because sometimes it's very young moms that's, they're not experienced yet, and then you can just come and you can support them in either way, by donating the stuff or just go and sit and talk to them and encourage them.
And remember that a donation, like supporting Bless a Baby, it means that your goods and your donations go go into places you can't go.
Yes. Yes.
You know, we give to hospitals in areas that people won't go. In Delft, in Easter River, Elsie's River. Those are difficult places to go to. And so by donating, you're making a difference in somebody's life there where you can't get to.
So I'm going to challenge everybody who's listening now. It's December. You that are on holiday, clean out those cupboards and take it to bless a baby. Go donate.
Thank you.
Do your part. It's a month of giving. And to 2025, go and support Bless a Baby and make a difference. Those babies, they don't ask most of the time to be there. So let's welcome them in the world in a way that they want to be welcomed. Warm and cuddly and, yes, clean products.
And full of joy. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Joy for the mom. Yeah.
And for the mom. Yeah. It was such an honor talking to you, Glenn. I'll definitely come and make a visit sometime and bring my donation to you.
Thank you, Michelle. That's awesome.
And you must have a good Christmas with your family, and I hope you have a little bit of rest.
Yes, we're going to rest. Thank you so much.
It was nice talking to you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Daai was Glenn Roselli van Bless a Baby. Een mens vergeet so baie keer van die mamas en met hulle babiekies in die hospitaal wat nie so breed het het soos ek en jy nie. Wat, jy het 'n mediese fonds, jy kry 'n baba sak met al jou produkte, jy het familie wat vir jou heeltyd aandra, jy kry baby showers, jy word oorlaai met goed vir jou baba. En dan is hierdie mamas wat absoluut niks het. Hulle stap in haar hospitaal in om daai babietjie te hê en hulle het niks nie. Eers klere om vir daai babietjie of 'n kombers om my babietjie meer huis toe te neem nie. So Glenn Roselli, as jy weer haar nommer wil hê, kan jy vir my WhatsApp stuur. Ondersteun hulle asseblief. Bless a Baby. So gaan maak hy kaste leeg, mens weet die babietjies, hulle groei so vinnig uit hulle klere uit. En dan het jy 'n plek waarna jy al die goedjies gaan skenk. Of as jy geseend is en jy het 'n baby shower gehad en jy het soveel produkte dubbel van gekry, neem daai oorigis en gaan skenk dit vir Bless a Baby.
Casey at work on Casey 107.7.